Look at what I got here. My maker kit. Oh, you can't see it because it's out of the frame. There it is. Oh, I love this stuff. I've been learning to be a maker. I want to learn to create and craft and create circuitry. Like I'm making little guys like this. Like this is kind of, you know, so I'm building boards. I've got my resistors. I got my microcontrollers and I'm working on stuff. I'm learning how to do it, but it's a lot of work and I'm getting there.
Yes.
And so I really feel like, you know, we're at that point where here on the show, it's time to take our maker activities to the next level where we're actually creating circuitry. We're creating things that
work.
Things that make things go.
Yes.
And like it gets me excited, but I'm still very much a novice. And so me as the host of the show, I'm so hesitant to bring this stuff out because I know that I'm really opening up an opportunity to have a show where something goes terribly wrong.
Right.
Things do not work the way that they're meant to.
Right.
Because I'm new to this.
Yes.
So I feel like this is a chance for us to learn together. And I hope that you're willing.
I am willing to learn.
Because we're going to learn together. This is us sitting down to learn. And what I have here tonight is an AT-Tiny 85 circuit board. This is a microcontroller. It's called the DigiSpark. And this was a successful Kickstarter campaign to build this Arduino controller. And I absolutely love some of the things that I can do with this. Now, you think about a Raspberry Pi. It's a microcomputer, and you can use the GPIO headers, and you can build things. You can allow it to control things and do whatever you code it to do.
Right.
But a Raspberry Pi, when it's all said and done, really, I mean, they say $25, but really, when you've got the case and the power supply and everything else, it's going to cost you nearly $100 for that board.
Right.
This is about $3. Okay, so this is just the microcontroller. It's not a computer. It is something that I'm going to program to do things that are repetitive tasks.
Okay.
So that can be a program that controls lighting or a program that responds to keystrokes or button presses.
Button presses.
Yeah, and one of the things here at Studio D that we've had an issue with is controlling our camera switcher. So we use Telestream Wirecast on our system here, and it looks a little like that. And this software I can control with my touch screen, but you notice when we do interviews and things like that, I have to sit over there and everybody else is at the table because we don't have a way to switch because I've got to be able to physically interact with the touch screen.
Right, which makes it difficult.
It does sometimes make it difficult, and I'm like, oh, you guys are way over there. What if I could turn this and a bunch of these arcade buttons in the top of our desk into camera switching buttons?
So perfect.
That's what we hope to do.
That's what we will do.
That is what we will do. Lord willing, that is going to happen. And I'm not going to blow up the studio. So these buttons are literally just arcade buttons that you can build your own arcade rig. And The idea is that we're going to have a bunch of them in front of us, drilled into the desk. When we hit a button, you can push your button, try it, and now your camera is going to turn on.
Oh,
and then I can hit mine.
I can just steal the show.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow.
I'm just going to have to hold mine in, right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
So what's going to happen is that's going to send a signal to our little microcontroller, the DigiSpark.
Right.
Did I mention this is like $3, $4?
This is like pennies.
And so we're going to be able to control that. Now, the DigiSpark only has, now it's got 5 headers on it. And I wonder if you can see this. I know it's,
I'm
going to get a really good look at this. With the 5 headers, okay, let's.
Can I ask you a question before we do the overhead?
Are
you able to, on that overhead camera, can you turn the mic off?
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And thank you, chat room, for letting us know about that issue. So let's do that. Here's my overhead camera. And boom. This is live TV, my friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. How do you like that?
So I'll tell you, it's the foo who figured out what it was.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Let's make sure I've got. Have I got regular sound? You can hear me just fine?
I believe so.
Oh, no. Oh, oh, oh. You guys want to see how I do this?
Yeah.
Oh, oh.
Okay, so here we go. Da 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 da. So you're learning a little bit about our broadcast right here. So this is Telestream Wirecast. For those of you who are interested in broadcasting, so this is our main microphone. This is our headset. And you're hearing a bit of an echo. We've had that happen in the past. Now, if I switch over the shot and go to the camera and then go here, now I want to turn off the microphone built into the camera. And lo and behold, now it should sound absolutely fantastic.
Now.
Here you go.
Our mics are okay now?
Our mics are beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that sound good? Does that sound good, folks? Part of the fun of doing a live broadcast like this, and whether you're watching live or on demand, I love the interaction with our chat room. It's like you are our director producers.
Uh-huh.
Are we good?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's fire up our microscope. And
okay.
You've seen this on the show. If you haven't already, make sure you go to our website, category5.tv, do a quick search for microscope. And let's...
This thing is super awesome.
Oh, yeah.
okay,
let's get our little microcontroller in here. And, you know, what other show can do this, folks, so that we can get this and boom. So this is the circuit board that we are looking at. All right, so we've got USB, which is your power, as well as for programming. So it's dual purpose.
Okay.
It does not have to be connected to a computer in order to operate it, but it does in order to program it. We're going to start that tonight. Now we've got some chips and some resistors, and following the circuits up here, we've got, there's the ATtiny 85 chip.
Okay.
And that is the actual microcontroller, just an absolutely brilliant chip. And you'll see that this thing came pre-soldered, pre-assembled, but it's very, very basic.
And so tiny.
Oh, it's so tiny. Like, so that looks huge on your screen, but this is it.
I can't even imagine.
The size of a quarter.
Okay, so
pin-wise, we've got a 5-volt, a ground, and a VIN. Then we've got actually 6 pins, because it starts at P0, not P1. And that's P0 through 5. So the thing about this particular module, so the controller, the DigiSpark, is that it can only have 3 of these pins used to control a device out of the box.
Oh.
Okay, so if we want to turn on lights or if we want to change cameras.
Right.
It's a problem because we could then only hook up 3 buttons, right? So if
right.
we want to have 15 different camera switching taking place, it's not going to work. So that's where I'm going to be introducing a shift register, which is going to take 1 pin and turn it into 8 pins and allow us digitally to control up to,
okay.
I guess, 7
yeah.
devices, 7 camera angles from one
okay.
from one pin on the
So you wouldn't need to buy another one of those chips or anything, just a...
No,
ship.
You could. I mean, at $3 or $4 per controller, you could just make a bunch of them. But then you're using up USB ports in your computer to control it,
right?
Because this is going to be a hardwired device that allows us to control our cameras,
right?
That's the inevitable goal. Now, that's not what we're doing tonight. We're just going to have some fun.
I do have a question. You may or may not know the answer to. So you know how you have the P1 through
yes,
P0 through. So. Obviously, only 3 of those pins work, right?
Well, P0 and 1 actually control. This is, let's see if I can get in here with a pencil so that you can see. That is a pencil lid, just so you know how small this is. That is a mechanical pencil. That is an LED.
Okay, and that's P0?
That one would be P1.
Okay.
And that looks like another LED there,
okay.
P0. So... These trigger, P0 and P1 actually trigger LEDs that are built into the circuit board.
Got it.
So what we want to do is we want to use, for example, P4, and I believe we can actually use P0 and P1. I'm still learning the programmatic, you know, how the circuit works.
Right.
But I know that we can definitely use P4 in order to, as a header that we can use to control, like in our case tonight, we're going to try to control an LED.
Okay. All right, let's do this.
So, and inevitably, we know that that's going to be something much more exciting. So, let's bring out my maker kit.
Okay.
Because one of the things that we need to do, now it's got all these holes in it, right? We need to use headers so that we can plug things into
right.
this device, Right, look at how huge it looks on the screen. Okay, and I've got a power header here as well. These things are great, like a maker kit like this. You can pick them up through our shop on our website, but just having all these kinds of little trinkets handy. Now, these headers come with your DigiSpark, but we're going to need to actually solder those onto our board. So I've got lead-free solder, and I've got my wireless soldering iron, and I bought this, but I think I'd rather have a soldering station. I'm not really pleased with having a wireless soldering iron. It's really, really, it doesn't stay hot long enough.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, it has limitations, right?
Yeah. So I'm just gonna prop those up like that. You could use your helping hands if you'd like. Let's get some heat here on our soldering iron. And through the magic of TV, it's cool that you can actually see that up close and personal like that.
I actually have never seen soldering happen.
Oh, yeah?
In my entire life.
Well, get ready to see it poorly done.
Well, it'll be the best I've ever seen.
Wonderful. So see that? See how I played that, folks? All right, so let's get a little bit of solder on our tip there. Let's see if we're getting any heat. I don't like how long this takes to heat up.
Smoking.
Yeah, I'm going to get a little bit of heat going on the pin there as well. And let's get in there. Ba-ba-da-da. Huh. All right. Boom. Look at how much my soldering has improved, folks. Just because I can work at the microscopic level now. Get some heat.
I could never do this with the amount of coffee I drink.
Look at how much coffee I drink. Come on. Be real here.
Wow. I'd be so shaky.
Well, you say that. It's interesting, though. Having purchased this this microscope, I am a little bit shaky. You can see it's late in the day, and I have had several pots of coffee, but I'm doing an okay job there.
This looks cool.
It looks nice, right? So, but working at the microscopic with this device, I find I'm actually like your brain switches to microscopic mode, and suddenly I'm actually doing it.
Right.
Now, I'm putting the pins on the reverse side here, which is fine. You can put it on the front or the back. Now, I'm putting them on the reverse because I'd like to have the USB exposed on the outside so that when I put this in a case, it's going to be a little bit nicer, just so you know why I'm doing it that way.
Okay.
Okay, so now I'm going to do a quick job on these guys here. Let's get that in the shot. There we go. Okay, so this what I'm going to do here, I'm going to back up just a little bit for you, get into focus here, and I'm actually going to get some solder on my soldering iron and hold these. So I'm holding these pins in place with my finger, and then we're going to get that solder right on there so that the solder is actually going to hold this into place.
So solder is glue, like glue. Not, it's obviously,
it's metal,
not glue.
Yeah. It was getting really hot there. So it's burning my finger. You may want to use something a little better than your fingers here, folks. All right, let's get some solder on there. Here we go. I'm just getting that right there. All right.
What is it made out of?
It's magic and dreams.
Okay, that's good. Looks like dreams.
Working at the microscopic is so neat. And that is miserable.
It's the best
I've ever seen. What happened to my good soldering
job? It's conductive glue. Thank you.
This is why
I love the chat room so much.
Okay. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take a different approach.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm actually going to do, I'm going to set this up flat. See, and I love learning. I love figuring things out.
Okay.
Can you guys see?
I'd say it would be helpful if I held it, but it's like so super tiny. I don't know that I can help at all.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to put it down like that. And I just want to get one pin on there. Because once one pin is nice and solid,
yeah,
it will hold them all together so that I can do the rest.
Right.
And I'm not using helping hands, which is a device that will help me.
By the name alone, yeah. I understood.
Yeah. So you could do a better job than I'm doing right now. And that's, you know, part of, you know, I want people to know that it's okay to learn.
Right.
because I am very much new. Wow, it's so weird.
What is happening to it?
I really don't like these soldering irons. It's basically, you know, it doesn't get hot enough.
Can you just drip that stuff on it? Is that...
Well, no, I want to actually get, and I'll tell you why, Sasha. I want to get it hot. I want to get the pin hot enough that it's going to adhere to it. Basically, I'm wicking the pin and getting the pin hot and then letting the solder adhere to the board.
Oh.
And boom. A little bit crooked, but it'll hold. Okay. So
neato.
Now let's grab the other end. All right. So I'm going to finish up all six of these pins. I'm going to do a little better job than what you're seeing here because I'm focusing kind of on video. Wow. You can see it's not melting right. That's this soldering iron. I really don't like these. I want to get a soldering station. Yes. So
this is not a winning endorsement of this soldering iron.
No, it really isn't. And I think, you know, I thought, hey, let's get a wireless soldering iron. It's battery powered and it really does a lousy job. It doesn't get hot enough. It doesn't stay hot enough. So I'm going to finish this up. We're going to come right back after a quick break. When we're back, this is all going to be beautifully soldered, folks.
Yes.
And then we're going to plug it in, we're going to turn it on, and we're going to see what we can come up with as we start programming our Arduino device. Stick around.
Whether you shop on ThinkGeek, GearBest, B&H Photo Video, eBay, or Amazon, or even if you want a free trial of Audible, you'll find the best deals and support the shows we produce by simply visiting the shopping sites you already frequent by using the links on our website. Visit category5.tv/partners for the full and ever-growing list and help us create more free content like this show. Thank you for shopping with our partners, and thank you for watching.
Welcome back. This is Category 5 Technology TV. Now, I said it. I really don't like this soldering iron. It's so cool. It doesn't get hot enough. It's not doing the job for me. I want to get... So that's one of the things I want to add to my kit, is I want to get a good soldering station that is hard plugged into the wall, that heats up real fast, and you can set the temperature. So watch out when you're buying these that you can actually adjust the temperature. Not the voltage, but the temperature. That's important. That's going to make a world of difference. Now, I did a pretty miserable job here with this, but we've got... Sasha, don't be a jerk tonight.
Well, it looks really good when I'm not looking at it through the microscope.
Get out of here.
I just took a look. It's not good. Okay, continue.
Yeah, all right. So back to the demonstration where, you know, Robbie is showing you how to do things. Can we move on?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So what I want to do now is I want to program this. Yes. So now we've got these headers so I can plug things into it.
Perfect.
Okay, it may not be a perfect soldering job. That's okay. I'm learning. We're learning. Again, these are brutally cheap.
Right.
So I can buy one and I can mess around with it. And I've done that. I burnt out one and I've got another one that I'm putting on a board. And I can do all these things and have fun with it and not be afraid to try.
Exactly.
That's part of what's so exciting about the Arduino. Okay, so I'm going to get an LED.
Right.
Light emitting diode. It's just an itty bitty thing. There you go. All right. So we've got a red LED. I'm just going to set that down right there. There it is. Right there. Okay. What else do we need? I'm going to get my breadboard. And do you know what a breadboard is?
Well, probably not thinking the same thing
not
you are.
Not the same thing. It's this. Kay. So what this does is it allows me to plug things in and prototype. Test. And let's get this piece of junk out of the way. It's gonna avoid having to solder and let me plug things in to set them up. So now I can take this LED and just plug it right into this board. Okay?
Got it.
Great. Okay, next up. We're gonna need some wires.
Got them.
Positive and negative.
Super.
And anything else? I'm gonna power it from my computer. I've got a Raspberry Pi power adapter. Gonna need a couple of wires. I've got those there. great to have one of these kits, folks. cat5.tv/maker if you want to pick one up. Okay, so let's get in there and let's get started on setting up our Arduino device. So this is the DigiSpark. So with this circuit board, now we know we've got pin 4. So I'm going to grab pin 4 here and just simply plug in my lead. I'm going to use black for pin 4. And then we want the ground as well. Because what we're going to do is we're going to program this to say, hey, pin 4 is going to be 5 volts, and then it's going to be ground. And then it's going to be 5 volts, and it's going to be ground. So we're going to be able to basically flash this LED.
Right.
That's just a test so that, one, we know that the board works, and two, we know that it's able to communicate with our computer. We're able to set it up and program it, and it's going to prepare us for that moment when we can set up all these buttons and do right. something a little more sophisticated. So with my breadboard, now I'm just going to plug in these leads. So I'm going to have positive is going to be my pin 4 and negative is going to be my ground. Okay. So now I'm going to have to tell this. Let's get my coffee mug out of the way here so that you guys can see that just a little bit better. So I'm going to tell this now where to run those lines to. So I'm just going to grab a couple of quick little wires here. So I've got the positive is going to go to, I'm just going to plug it into, yeah, line 21. That's fine. And my negative is going to go to line, let's plug it into 17. How about? So that's how your breadboard works. So now I can take this. So my positive is the is 21. So I can take the LED. The long end is my positive. I can plug that into 21 and then take the other end, the negative, and plug it into 17, which is a bit of a stretch. Why did I choose those numbers? Because I'm a rookie. There we go. No. There we go. So that's what the breadboard allows me to do. It allows me to set something up like that basic circuit. And now that's plugged into my Arduino controller, the DigiSpark. So now I can plug this into a computer and start programming it. I don't have to have this plugged into the breadboard right now, but I'm interested to see what's going to happen if I do.
Okay.
Okay, so you need a really good USB cable. Make sure it covers, it carries data and not just charger cable. So
right.
I was plugging in my charger cable for my phone, not realizing, oh, it's not actually transferring data, so it wasn't working. And then turns out, lo and behold, it was actually that.
Just a bad cable.
Head on over to digistump.com for more information. Like, they've got their wiki there, digistump.com/wiki is where you want to head over to. And that's where we're going to get information about, you know, setting up. Let's bring up my screen here. Connecting and programming your DigiSpark. We can go through the steps there. And that's essentially we've already got it connected, but we're going to learn to program it really, really quickly. So I'm not going to plug it in just now. What I want to do is I want to bring up my IDE, which I've already installed. Follow the instructions there on digistump.com. And with my Arduino IDE, let's create a really quick application. So you can grab some kind of ideas from here. We're just going to create something that is going to turn on and off pin 4. So you see the demonstration here is pin 0 and 1, the built-in LEDs. We're going to go pin mode 4 output. And then we're going to go down to loop. So that was our setup. So we've told it that that is an output port. We're going to set a loop to, we're going to use their example, digital write 0 high. So that is pin 0, but we're going to go digital write 4, comma,
high,
semicolon. And then we're going to delay for 1 second, which is 1,000 milliseconds. And then we're going to copy that line. Now, what do you think high means versus low, which is what I'm going to put here? Just a guess?
On or off.
Yes. So basically 5 volts is high.
Right.
Low is ground. So
see?
We're going to be switching it on, 5 volts, waiting for 1 second, switching it off.
Perfect.
And then loop.
Thank you for asking me a question that I knew the answer to.
Fantastic. Okay. So now I'm going to save that and verify my program. So it's going to compile it and make sure that everything is good. And it says done compiling. And that is about the most basic program. So if you've got a typo, it will tell you. Now, upload. So when I click upload, it's going to recompile, and then it says plug in device now, and this is going to be your moment of truth. So let's take this device. I'm going to disconnect my pins from the breadboard right now because I just want to plug it in and allow it to communicate with the Arduino IDE. Now I heard the device connect and it says micronucleus done, thank you, done uploading down at the bottom left. I know it's hard for you to see. So now that that's done, I can simply unplug it. That's all there was to it, Sash.
That is crazy. Oh.
So I've uploaded my program. Now it's in there. And now I'm going to plug in my Arduino device. Black is to pin 4. And white is to my ground. Okay? So that's what my circuit now looks like. And I'm going to simply plug this in to USB power. So I'm not plugging it into the computer. I want to actually power this device and see if it runs my program. And if it does, we should see this light flash. There we go.
That is neat.
Every 1 second. So we actually created the circuit fairly quickly and created the program to now tell this light what to do. And we told it just very simply, turn on and off again. Did you try turning it off and on again?
You are awesome.
So this is just... I'm just learning. This is fun.
That is great.
And that is the most basic example in the entire multiverse. But it allows you to tinker and allows you to get started. And my boys are eating this stuff up.
Right.
And now we're creating circuits that move the lights and animate them. And you can create light boards and you can do all that kind of stuff. And in our case, here on the show, we're going to be creating a controller for Telestream Wirecast using the DigiSpark that's going to allow us to control it using these push buttons.
So neat.
It's so cool. So pick yours up. Go to cat5.tv/digispark and you can get started on being a maker and just doing simple, you know, we're just getting started.
Love it.
The most simple code in the multiverse.